Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. This report a presentation of CAE Safety Consultants.
CAE Safety Consultants, providing customized driver training solutions for your fleet drivers. CAE Safety offers new hire evaluations, remedial coaching, and classroom seminars. CAE Safety, focusing on the specific challenges facing your drivers, with training provided at your field location. Online and blended learning options are also available, including the 3 demerit defensive driving course. For more information, call CAE Safety at 1-888-220-2379.
It was heyday at the NFR Rodeo on Tuesday night, and the cowboy refused to bail before the 8-second whistle. I'm talking about 21-year-old Dawson Hay, the son of the 8-times Canadian saddle bronc riding champion, Rod Hay. Dawson was a whopping 88.5-point ride on Mo Better Rodeo's Sioux City Sioux. That's the same horse that Zeke Thurston won a round on earlier in the week. Hudson OBC's Jake Watson just missing the pay window with an 81.5. Well, 2016 world champion Zeke Thurston from Big Valley, Alberta, failed to make the 8-second whistle. In bareback riding, a 3-way split for first place is 88.5 proved to be a very popular score. Montana's Caleb Bennett tied with Tilden Hooper from Texas and Clayton Bigelow from California, all with the same marking. Canada's Oren Larson back in a tie for fifth place with an 87.5-point ride. And Cadogan, Alberta's Clint Lay just missing the payoff window when he spurred out a pretty decent-looking 79.5-point ride. 10 qualified rides in the rugged bull riding section on a Tuesday night, with Crockett, Texas Roughstock specialist Boudreaux Campbell winding up with a top score on the night. He had a 92.5-point ride. At the time the events ended the arena, it was the defending world champion steer wrestler leading the way to the pay window. Tyler Wackersback from Gonzales, Louisiana, rolled his steer down in just 3.8 seconds. Well, Scott Gunthner, the 2018 Canadian bulldogging champ, was right behind. He had a great run of a 3-9 to share second and third place money on the night with Minnesota's J.D. Struckness. No Canadians in the calf roping action this year, with round 6 going to Ty Harris, the San Angelo, Texas cowboy, making his first appearance here at the national finals and turning in a wrap and tie of a 7.1 seconds. Cloverleaf Barrel Pattern is reserved for the ladies' barrel racing event, where Amberly Moore from Salem, Oregon, was a very rapid 13.55 seconds in the Thomas and Mack infield. That gave her first place money at $26,230 on the night. And rounding out the 6th go-round of competition was the team of the Minor Brothers, Riley and Brady, getting the job done in just 4 seconds flat. Round 7 continues tonight here at the Thomas and Mack Center on the campus of UNLV. For CAE Safety Consultants, I'm Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada.